Episode 12.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
We have a full show today, so we're going to get to that in just 1 second. A quick notice that next episode, we're going to have a little contest that you can be involved with, so be sure to stay subscribed to Comedy Forecast.
And now, it's time for another episode of Say Something to Anyone with Jake Filibuster and Mimi.
Last time around, we talked about how to discuss politics with people you pass on an escalator. I thought it was a delightful topic, but it seems some of you felt it was a bit too specific. Very well, I'm flexible. So today, I'll describe how you can strike up a conversation about string theory with the person who takes your order at a drive-through restaurant. First, your approach will vary depending upon the restaurant you are visiting. For instance, an establishment such as McDonald's is obviously skewed towards hiring workers schooled in quantum mechanics, while an eatery such as Sonic...
Jake, I don't think that's exactly what the listeners had in mind.
What?
I think they'd like something a little more practical for everyday life, like a conversation you could have at the office.
What office? I work at home. Am I going to discuss theology with my goldfish? What does Snappy know about comparative religions?
Well, other people work at offices. So, you know, they want to know how to strike up conversations around the water cooler.
Conversations about what?
Isn't that your job?
And why are they just milling about at the water cooler? Shouldn't they be doing something productive? When I used to...
All right. Sports. How about sports?
Fine. If that's what people want to talk about around the water cooler... Let's do it. But Jake, you say, I don't know anything about sports. Not a problem. My method is so foolproof, you can bluff your way through any discussion. Let's practice. Mimi, you be the co-worker. I come, approach the water cooler with my empty cup, fill it with water, blub, 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 and I walk away. Now see, you didn't even say anything.
I didn't know I was supposed to start.
This sports topic was your idea, so you begin. Again, I approach the water cooler with my empty cup.
Did you see the game last night?
You need to let me fill the cup first. You shouldn't engage someone in conversation while they are in the middle of a task.
I see.
Now, we'll assume I've filled the cup and...
Who do you think will be picked first in the draft this season?
Hello, I'm drinking my water. It would be impolite to try to converse with someone while they are eating or drinking. It's like those waitresses who ask you how your meal is while your mouth is full. I'm sure they do it on purpose.
Back to the subject of having a conversation about sports?
We're almost out of time, so we'd best get on with it. And remember, this will work in almost any situation.
Who do you think has the best chance in the playoffs?
And you reply... How the heck should I know? I don't follow sports at all. I think it's a ridiculous waste of time, and you couldn't pay me enough to watch it, let alone care about it. Athletes are a bunch of overpaid children, and fans are the inadequate parents who baby them.
That's the rudest thing I've ever heard. Just what kind of insensitive jerk are you?
And you see, just like that, you've turned the conversation away from the topic, which you know nothing about, and towards the subject you know the most about. Yourself. Well, that wraps up this edition of Say Something to Anyone. We'll see you next time.
I don't think there's going to be a next time, Jake. We're talking all new format next week.
Oh, dear.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.